We're doing an interview with Arthur Berman of the U.S. tour company Islam World, headquartered in New York City. And what is your title, Arthur?
I'm vice president of the South America Division La Tour.
Okay, as I read on your webpage, the upcoming tours to Cuba will be divided basically into three categories, one for the general public, one for the gay and lesbian community, and one for the Jewish community. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Could you talk to me a little bit about, in general terms, don't need to get into the details, the specifics, but each one is different. Give me the gist of each one.
Yeah, basically it's three separate type of tours. What's in the marketplace today is basically, you know, a normal tour for regular passengers who want to go learn about Cuban people and interact with them because it is a people-to-people exchange program. So we came up with the novel idea of having, you not groups, but individuals are able to book into special interest tours that we have, such as we call it Shalom Cuba, which is a Jewish interest tour, where they will visit the small but very active Jewish community in Cuba, basically in Havana, Santa Clara, and Cienfuegos. And then we have the LGBT Cuba, which is run by our Pride World Division, which is the gay and lesbian division, which is a very, very up-and-coming division worldwide. But Cuba has a very, very interesting aspect of gay and lesbian travel, as you know. And we've set up meetings with various gay and lesbian associations, with various hospitals, with varied musical people, artists, etc., which basically, as the Shalom Jewish interest, is geared for this type of interest for the clientele. And then the third type we have is the Latour groups, which are basically for individuals, you could say, who are not gay, who are not Jewish, but for people who just want to go and learn about, you know, life in Cuba and interact with the Cuban people.
When are these going to start? What's the schedule on that?
The starting date would be for the gay and lesbian. The first one would be November the 29th, and we have one a month right after that. And then we have the Hello Cuba, which is the regular tour, which starts December 7th. We have two departures for that. And the Jewish tour starts also around December, middle of December. And we have one tour per month for that.
And you just unveiled these recently today? Or
yesterday, as a matter of fact, was the launch of the program. Yes, sir. But it's amazing the amount of phone calls we got just yesterday afternoon. People, you know, usually if you want to see the Jewish interest or gay and lesbian, you have to have an entire group that wants to go. The beauty of this is two people living in South Dakota who happen to be Jewish or happen to be gay, and they want to see that sphere of influence in Cuba, can now go with a group of people of their own interest, even though they're only two people.
So the response so far has been positive. It's
very
early.
Very, very, very positive.
Okay. Anything else that you think is important that you want to add?
No, nothing. It's just that I think it's a great opportunity for Americans to visit Cuba. You know, the door has opened up a little bit, and from what I can see from our friendly competitors, even though it's opened up a little bit, there's not that much space available. There is a tremendous amount of interest in travel to Cuba.
Let me ask you this question a little bit off topic, but there's a U.S. Contractor that is jailed in Cuba. He's of the Jewish faith, Alan Gross. Is this going to be an issue that will be raised or simply...
No, I don't believe so. No, it's really non-political. We don't get involved with politics. This is basically a people-to-people program. We're not going to raise it for sure, and I'm sure that the people who, while they're in Cuba, are not going to raise it either.
And this is duly licensed and approved by the Department of Treasury?
This is duly licensed and approved by OFAC, which is the Office of Foreign Asset Control, by the Treasury Department of the United States. We have an official, I think we're one of six or seven operators in the States that are now allowed to sell travel to Cuba.
Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much, Arthur Berman. Appreciate it. Good luck with
this. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.